Good evening. My name is David Thoreau, and I'm president of the Independent Institute. And I'm delighted to welcome you to our program tonight to honor Sir John Templeton. We're delighted to have you join with us, and we hope that you'll thoroughly enjoy tonight's program. For those of you who are new to the Institute, you've no doubt found the packet at your seat, which provides further information describing the Institute's work in many areas. The Institute was founded to cut through what many consider intellectual poverty of special interest public policy in the U.S. and elsewhere. To do so, the Institute is a nonprofit academic research institute that sponsors studies of critical legal, economic, social, and international issues. We tend to believe that there's a pervasive politicization of modern society that largely has confined public debate to what could be viewed as a sort of rehashing of the same old government policies. And the existence of partisan interests and a consequent stagnation of economic and social innovation. It is this political and intellectual paralysis in dealing with many economists and others considered to be government failures, combined with political scandal, that generates so much of today's anti-political sentiment in the United States. In order to understand the nature and possible solutions to major issues, the Institute's program adheres to the highest standards of independent inquiry and is pursued regardless of existing political biases or social conventions. The results of our work are published as many books through university presses and other major publishers, and the results are debated through various and numerous conference and media programs. For example, those of you who are aware of John's enormous work on a global basis may be interested in one of our new books, which is called Money in the Nation State, which was recently released, which takes a critical look at the problems created by the moral hazard policies of the IMF, the World Bank, and central banks themselves. Also, outside the room, many of you may have seen, there are sample copies of our quarterly journal, The Independent Review. Please feel free to pick up a copy when you leave or before. The purpose of the Institute is a bit different from the usual array of think tanks or policy research organizations. We're not really engaged in a political battle. We're not engaged in aligning with political interests. Our interest is to seek information that will hopefully push on the frontiers of knowledge and redefine, hopefully in a better way, public issues and foster new and effective directions for government reform. Also, I wanted to mention that in addition to tonight's dinner, we're going to be beginning a new series of lectures and seminars at the Institute's new conference center in Oakland. So for those of you who will be in the Bay Area, we're going to be having an open house on October 29th with the best-selling author and political humorist P.G. O'Rourke, whose hilarious and yet insightful views have now been applied to the principles of economics in his new book. In the course of the Institute's work, we take particular interest in recognizing individuals whose contributions are so unusual, noteworthy, and effective that they merit special attention. And tonight's honoree is especially exemplary in that regard. However, before I begin, I want to note that in making tonight's dinner program possible, as you might suspect, we've had the assistance of many wonderful people, and I'd like to thank a few of them at this point. First, I'd like to thank the honorary co-chairman of tonight's dinner, Patriarch Bartholomew, the Duke of Abercorn and the Duke of Richmond and Gordon, former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford, Lords Coggan and Howe, former Czech Prime Minister Václav Klaus is with us this evening, the Dalai Lama, Nobel laureates Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Desmond Tutu, Lady Margaret Thatcher, and Elie Wiesel. The dinner committee was co-chaired by 12 distinguished business leaders who I also wish to thank: Howard Clark, Chuck Durham, Stanley Hiller, Charlie Johnson, Henry Kotkins, Dick Kramlich, Peter Lynch, Tony O'Reilly, Phil Quigley, LaRue Kaiser, Skeet Reimer, and Bill Simon. The dinner committee for tonight's event is, I think, a rather impressive one, only in the fact that there are many people around the world who share our enormous admiration for Sir John Templeton. And in the course of trying to assemble the committee, we've had the help of a number of people in addition to the co-chairs I just mentioned. And I'd like to particularly thank Peter Howley, who's a member of the Institute's board of directors. If Peter will stand. Peter was of enormous help in helping us to line up many of the members of the committee. I also want to thank Tom Jordan of Jordan Vineyard and Winery, whose generosity has provided the splendid wines for tonight's program. We also had help from John Nadinger, Bob B., Dick Buxton, Lynn Folk, Reverend Glenn Mosley, and Jack Templeton, who were of great help in essentially involving and contacting others and helping us to contact others regarding the program. See's Candies also was of particular help in generously providing the chocolate confections you have at your place. And there are many others who have contributed to tonight's program, too many to list, but I'd like to simply point out that we had the assistance of the fine people at the Association for Investment Management and Research, the Chief Executives Organization, the World Presidents Organization, Phi Beta Kappa, the Yale Club, the Oxford Club, the Tannenbaum Center, and the Society of Rhodes Scholars. And most especially, I want to thank Mary O'Shea and the entire staff of people who worked so hard in coordinating the many details that have made tonight possible. At this time, I'd like to introduce our head table, which is actually a center table. So if each of you would please stand, and if you'd also please hold your applause until I finish. Václav Klaus, former Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, Chris Boskin, Robert Galvin, Executive Committee Chairman of Motorola, George Giller, best-selling author and writer, Nobel laureate Dr. Charles Townes from the University of California, Berkeley, Dr. Georgette Bennett, President of the Tannenbaum Center for Interreligious Understanding, who's representing Sir Sigmund Sternberg, this year's recipient of the Templeton Prize. I should mention that Sir Sigmund was the founder of the center. Father Alan Jones, Dean of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, who is representing Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Tenya Tenzin, President of the Tibetan Association of Northern California, who is representing the Dalai Lama. Rosemary Mill. Stefan Solzhenitsyn of EarthTech, who is representing his father, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Nini Gilder, Thomas Jordan of the American Ireland Fund, who's representing the Duke of Abercorn, Metropolitan Antony of Dardanellion, who's representing Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, Francis Townes, Donald Monroe, Managing Director of Nations Bank Montgomery Securities, who's representing his father-in-law, former Treasury Secretary Bill Simon, Michael Boskin from Stanford University, former chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors, and last but certainly not least, my wife, Mary. And our distinguished honoree, Sir John Templeton, who will be discussing later. As you might suspect, because of the distances involved and the press of busy schedules, many of those who'd wish to be with us this evening simply could not be here, but have expressed in letters and phone calls and many other ways their high regards for John and best wishes for the program. If I may, I'd like to read just a handful of some of them, just to give you an idea of the variety. The first, to Sir John Templeton. Rosalind and I are pleased to congratulate you on the honors you're receiving tonight. It is only fitting that your lifetime as philanthropist, champion of spiritual principles and personal integrity, educator, author, and business leader is recognized in this way. We salute your countless contributions to the benefit of humankind and wish you many more years of fulfillment and success. Sincerely, Jimmy Carter. I'm very happy to send all good wishes as the Independent Institute honors you this evening. I know that you will be surrounded by many friends and admirers who, like me, hold you in the highest esteem. The name Templeton stands for faith and generosity the world over. For many years, you have given unstintingly to promote causes aimed at increasing our spiritual understanding. In a world where progress has often been associated with a decline in moral standards, you've reminded us of the importance of religious values and the relevance they hold for the future. We are all grateful for your tireless efforts. I'm so sorry that I can't be with you on this occasion, but I shall be with you in spirit, Margaret Thatcher. The next greeting is too long to read. Originally, he was hoping to send a video greeting, so I will just read two small parts of it. Although I am unable to join with you at this auspicious gathering to celebrate and honor the achievements of Sir John Marks Templeton, I share with many of you the admirations for Sir John's efforts to promote religious and spiritual values. The presence of people like Sir John Templeton in society is of inestimable value. Sir John is someone who not only gets things done, as has many wide-ranging achievements to attest, but he also takes the trouble through his writing and educational activities to encourage others to do likewise. Expressing ideas in pleasant-sounding words is easy, but implementing them is much more difficult. If we have a sense of universal responsibility and a courageous determination, our ideas can be transformed into action. Therefore, I would like to appeal earnestly to all of you attending this happy celebration to take the positive spiritual Sir John had displayed in his life as a successful businessman, as an educator, philanthropist, and champion of spiritual principles, and try to put them into effect wherever you live and work for the universal benefit of all sentient beings. Signed, the Dalai Lama. From Peter Lynch, he writes, "Congratulations on the success of your important campaign toward achieving progress and contributing to the betterment of humanity. Your life and dedication to helping others has been spectacular. Again, congratulations on receiving this honor from the Independent Institute. It is more than well deserved. It is my great pleasure to join with all who have gathered this evening as you are presented the prestigious Alexis de Tocqueville Award. This award is a testament to your business acumen, exemplary management skills, and most of all, your personal and professional ethical integrity. Gail joins me in sending our appreciation and congratulations on this well-deserved evening of tribute, signed Pete Wilson. I'll read one more. In national world affairs, there are precious few individuals whose work profoundly changes the world for the better. Throughout his work, Sir John Templeton has been a visionary whose entrepreneurship has revolutionized the fields of business, finance, education, religion, philanthropy, and much more. But above all, John has exemplified an unwavering commitment to personal integrity, humanity, and decency that has served as a role model for millions around the world and will continue to do so for many generations to come. John has shown that character indeed matters a great deal in any field, and in fact, it is a necessity for success. Regrettably, previous commitments keep me from joining with you this evening. The Independent Institute is to be congratulated for its superb work in making this special occasion possible. But above all, I wish to thank John for all of his fabulous and pioneering work that has raised the well-being, knowledge, and spirits of us all. Signed, Gerald Ford." There are many other greetings, but there's just not time to go through them. There are two more I wish to include, and I want to invite the representatives of those individuals to come forward if they could. If Georgette Bennett could come, and she has a greeting from Sir Sigmund Sternberg, who's this year's Templeton Prize winner.
Thank you, David. It's really delightful to be Sir Sigmund Sternberg for a day. I guess most women would rather be queen for a day, but I'm quite happy to be knight for a day, especially on an occasion like this, Sir John. Here is a special greeting from Sir Sigmund Sternberg. It's a great disappointment to Hazel and to me that we're unable to be present on this very special occasion to pay our personal tribute to a dear and valued friend. Had we been there with you, we would not have been looking back over John's life of achievement. Retrospection has never been his way. He has no time for it. No, we would have been looking forward to all those challenges which still lie ahead and which make him the unparalleled innovator in the field of development of the spirit. As this year's recipient of the Templeton Award for Progress in Religion, a prize without peer, I am in deep debt to the judges who selected me, but I am equally grateful to John, whose brainchild this prize was. But John would not want to hear of this. Although he still has one of the sharpest minds in the world of finance and investment, his mature idea of a credit balance is that deep inner satisfaction to be gained from advancing the world's understanding of God and, since we are created in God's image, of all humankind. In that sense, we are all the beneficiaries of John Templeton and join his countless friends and admirers in expressing our fond good wishes to him and our prayer that he will be spared in good health for many years to come so that he may continue his devoted labors in the fields of the Lord. Sir John, congratulations.
Thank you, Georgette. Excuse me. I'd now like to introduce Metropolitan Anthony, who will read a greeting from Patriarch Bartholomew.
I am honored to be here representing His All Holiness, the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, who asked me to convey his blessings and his regards to all, and this special message to the Honorable Sir John Mark Templeton, our mother's his beloved spiritual son in the Lord, grace and peace from God. It was with great joy that we received notice from the most learned Mr. David J. Thoreau on behalf of the organizing committee of the dinner to be held in your honor on Thursday, October 1st, 1998, informing us of this most festive event. Unfortunately, we are unable to be with you on this occasion in person, but we certainly will be present among you in thought and in prayer. Your countless contributions, especially towards supporting those who labor tirelessly for an increased understanding of God and love for the divine in the world, form a single source of light, a beacon that guides the path of many who seek to delve into the deeper mysteries of life and its creator and gives them direction. Moreover, your unique initiative in establishing the coveted Templeton Prize, for which we are honored to serve on the panel of judges, stands as a beautiful example of what is possible when there is guidance and love, both of which are essential in this world of increased darkness and lovelessness. We read in the Holy Scripture, where there is no guidance, a nation falls. From Proverbs, and whoever loves is a child of God and knows God. You most honored sir, you have guided and have loved. You have guided theologians, scientists, and thinkers into a great nation of their own, one which has come into a closer, deeper, more personal relationship with God. Ultimately, you have inspired them to love God and through him our fellow human beings. You have recognized that to be fully human means to live a life which is integrated into the life of God, in whom we find grace, peace, love, unity, diversity, spiritual progress, and eternal salvation. In short, you have built up hope and humankind has been its beneficiary. Worship in the Christian Orthodox Church is often marked by solemn processions. This simple liturgical act signifies a movement forward of man toward God, a movement of the whole history of salvation, divine progress, if you will, toward its ultimate consummation in the kingdom of God. Moreover, besides this overt liturgical symbol of progress, There is also great liturgical significance in our posture, which usually is one of standing. We stand upright because we believe that we have been redeemed. We have been given back our true human stature and are risen from the death of sin and separation from God. We also stand as unique inheritors of His holy gifts, which God grants each person on an individual basis. These gifts, when used properly, edify the whole body of believers and, by extension, benefit the whole of the world. Throughout your many years of dedicated service, you have attempted to incorporate this holistic approach to your life and to the life of others. Joining the distinguished guests gathered to pay tribute to you on this festive occasion, we take this opportunity to honor you, Sir John Marks Templeton, our Majesty's beloved son in the Lord. We pray that our Almighty God will give you many years of dedicated service to His holy and most blessed name. Invoking upon you the grace of God and His Spirit, we convey to you our patriarchal and paternal prayers at the Fanar, September 28, 1998, you fervent supplicant before God, the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople.
Thank you very much. Incidentally, when I first received the message from Patriarch Bartholomew, it was in Greek, so it was very helpful on more than one level. But I think you can see the diverse range of people, as just sort of a small snapshot, who have developed such admiration for our honoree. Since the weekly TV program, Wall Street Week with Louis Rukeyser, is taped on Thursday, Lou Rukeyser was very sorry that he couldn't join with us tonight. However, he and I have assembled a special program of excerpts from the many appearances over the years by John on Lou's program. Incidentally, I want to thank Carl Close, who's our academic affairs director at the Institute, for a superb job in selecting the specific excerpts that we're using in the tape we'll be showing. As many of you may recall, John was one of the initial inductees into Lou's Wall Street Week Hall of Fame, and there have since been only about a dozen financial leaders ever so honored over quite a number of years. We'll be beginning the program later during the meal, and it will be shown on the two screens you see on either side of the room. But before I leave you to enjoy your meal, I want to point out that also on each table you'll find cards which are for your use in submitting questions you might have for Sir John after his talk this evening. Those of you with questions are asked to please have them ready to be picked up during the meal before the actual major talks begin, and we'll be having people coming around to pick them up in about a half hour or so. So I would like to call on Father Jones, who will kindly lead us in an invocation.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your Spirit, which enlivens the world, for acts of generosity and imagination, which move hearts to act with courage and integrity. We pray for those members of the human community for whom the life of the Spirit is dimmed or diminished by reason of poverty, displacement or injustice. And we give thanks for the men and women of large soul and wide-ranging sympathies who understand that they are stewards rather than possessors of the riches they have been given. We remember with gratitude Alexis de Tocqueville, a man of brilliant intellect, of deep sensibility and wide-ranging sympathies, who prized individual liberty as the foundation of a humane society. We give special thanks for the vision of John Templeton, whose generous open-handedness and deep faith in humankind's spiritual vocation has touched the lives of millions. And finally, we pray that more and more lives may be liberated and enriched at this time of a crisis of spirit, both in our nation and in our world, that all may enjoy the fullness of life and freedom of spirit which you intend for all your children. Amen.
Thank you, Alan, and bon appetit.